You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. A new executive director was named today for the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub. The nonprofit, based in North Little Rock, provides cutting-edge tools like 3D printers and advanced computer technology to help people learn and create. Dr. Christopher Jones was named to the post by Winrock International and spoke with me today about what's expected.
So I'm really excited about taking over the Innovation Hub and joining the team that's been doing phenomenal work thus far. I'm excited because I've always had a desire, having been born and raised in the state, I felt like I gained so much from being here. And I've always had a desire to come back home and really contribute and roll up my sleeves and get to work. And the Innovation Hub provides me that opportunity. What I love about it is that it really is the intersection of my passion, my experience and expertise, and a need. I'm an engineer at heart. I love tinkering and making things. I also have experience as an executive. I run a nonprofit that is community-based, and I understand the importance of building community and its role in transforming an area, a region, in this case, a state and a region. And there's a huge need. I think there are a wealth of folk who are makers, who are ready to build things, to make things. They have ideas, and they just need the tools. They need the tools, the skills that are necessary. And the Innovation Hub will not only provide them with the tools, skills necessary to do that, but it also is a place for them to further develop their workplace skills and to take their ideas and translate their ideas into entrepreneurial endeavors. So we're looking forward to the making things and building people who make things.
Well, you've got a very impressive background. You're a native of Pine Bluff, graduate of Watson Chapel High School, but you hold 5 degrees, including one from Morehouse College, where you received a full scholarship from NASA, have extensive background, nuclear engineering and technology. What brought you back to Arkansas?
It was always in the cards to come back. I just didn't know when or how. As you also mentioned, I've had really an exciting adventure from Morehouse with 2 degrees to working at NASA, to MIT in Boston, back down to Maryland, and then kind of been migrating my way back here. And to be honest with you, when I first met my wife some 16 years ago, in the fine print of our relationship, I had her to commit to coming back to Arkansas one day. And really, long story short, it was her job opportunity that opened the door for this immediate move. We had been looking, but she's currently an ER doc at UAMS. And so there was an opportunity to work with that team there. She felt that it was a great opportunity and was excited about it. And, of course, I was very excited about moving back home. So that was sort of the immediate catalyst for us coming back this time.
Yeah. Any thoughts on the future of the Innovation Hub and what you hope to see it accomplish?
Great question. I think the future is enormously bright for the Innovation Hub. As I mentioned, there's a strong team there and the team is passionate about the work they do. There's a deep interest and a desire among the community, not only in North Little Rock and the Argenta community, but even beyond into Little Rock and the broader region. I think there's just really real excitement and energy around how can the Innovation Hub support an entrepreneurial ecosystem that goes from an idea to making something to a business that will employ people and really change, help to advance the economic agenda, economic development throughout the state and the region. So I think those are the elements that make it a very, very exciting time to be a part of the Innovation Hub. And from my several conversations, there are a lot of folks who are just ready to roll up their sleeves and pitch in and find ways to reach the potential that is the Innovation Hub. And of course, it goes without saying that we have a very strong partner in Winrock International. They bring their skills, their resources to the table, and together with the shared values and shared mission that both organizations have, we will be able to make a significant transformation building on what's already there.
That's Dr. Christopher Jones, the new executive director and lead maker for the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub. Sir, thank you for your time, and welcome back to Arkansas.
Thank you so very much.
This is KUAR 89.1.